CBS Radio's The Sky.
The Sky.
Now back to Fire It Up with CJ. Be a force for good. And fire it up with CJ. Log on, fireitupwithcj.com. And call CJ now.
248-545-7685.
On CBS Radio's The Sky. Sky.
Welcome back to CBS Sky Radio. This is Fired Up with CJ. Our guest today is Sue Frederick, author of Bridges to Heaven. And this is our final segment of the day, so I'm going to go right back to Sue and CJ.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. So we've been talking about communicating with those that have passed on. And we were talking about, you know, what are the things that they're trying to, what are the people who pass on trying to do? And Sue had mentioned, you know, sometimes they're trying to make amends. And so I wanted to ask her commonly, what are the general things that they want to communicate to us?
Well, all of our loved ones want to help us recover from grieving, and that's a huge part of it. So, for example, especially children, when they cross over, they come immediately to comfort their mothers and their fathers, their siblings. And I've worked with many grieving mothers, and they tell me these amazing stories of, you know, the first night after the child's death, this mother went into his bedroom, into his bed, was laying there crying hysterically. And all of a sudden, a mobile hanging from the ceiling started moving frantically, even though there was no window open, no vent on, and she just looked at it and went, "Oh, you're here," and started to feel her son's presence comforting her.
So, but that, even though you said that in the very beginning, that she may have had gray energy around her, the mobile was still able to work and...
Yes, I mean, you know, not that he was able to materialize there for her, you know,
right.
Or whisper
yeah.
in her ear, but was
yeah.
able to sort of move something to get her attention, to show her that there was a presence there.
Yeah, God, interesting. All right, so we had, during the break, you said that they sometimes communicate in our dreams, and I've had that happen where my dad's in my dreams, but he's not saying anything. So I'm, like, trying to talk to him, he's not saying
they
anything.
They aren't going to materialize and have a conversation with you the way we have it here on physical in the physical world. They'll come to you in a dream. They'll travel somewhere with you, but really they're just trying to make you comfortable in the dream. They'll show up in a car with you or in a house that you're familiar with to make you comfortable. And then they're transmitting an energy or a message to you without words. And the way you feel when you wake up is where you get the message. In other words, do you wake up feeling comforted? Do you wake up feeling like you have a new idea for your job? Or do you wake up feeling that you now have a problem solved that you've been thinking about? That's how they're helping you.
So that's how we know. Like, my dad appeared in my dream. I'm not sure what's happening, but I wake up in the morning and I either have an insight or something. So something was happening beyond our conscious understanding, but it is
right.
happening.
Yeah. I mean, our linear left brain mind wants us to have an everyday kind of Hollywood conversation with our departed. But it's not like that. It's an intuitive connection. It's a knowingness.
Mm-hmm.
And they're giving us the message. And the way we feel is the message.
Yeah, it's interesting. So in some ways what they're doing is they're working with our deep unconscious. Like, we may not even know what they're
right.
doing. They're doing something.
Exactly.
Fascinating. Okay, so folks, during... after we actually get off on the radio, Sue and I are going to be going through an exercise that she has in book, because I thought it would be really fun to do live. So we're going to be doing a YouTube video. So if you go to the Fired Up CJ page on YouTube, we're going to do Reconnecting to Your Departed, and so that you can kind of get, one, to actually be in the presence of Sue's energy, which is beautiful and fun, so you can kind of see her live and experience that, as well as we'll walk you through the Reconnect Your Departed. But tell us a little bit about that before we close the show. Tell
us
about
that. It's so powerful and yet so easy, CJ. I teach it in all of my workshops and my classes, and it's written in my book. It's a simple meditation that anyone can do that gets them connected to their loved ones and downloads guidance from them. So I've never had a client or a student unable to do this. So I hope people will tune in and watch it and learn how to do it.
And then there's also one in your book. So in Bridges to Heaven, there are all these wonderful exercises. There's also one on feeling and releasing pain, which I think is also important because, and in some ways, you have to do that step before you do step two.
Yeah, in other words, when we're in heavy anguish, grief, blame, anger, guilt, all that grief stuff, our energy is low frequency. So one of the first steps we have to take is I have this Break Your Heart Wide Open meditation in my book where you sit and you feel the pain in your heart. You can quiet your mind with mantra or prayer and then feel the pain in your heart and put your palm face up in front of your heart chakra. Ask to have the pain pour from your essence into your palm of your hand and cry it out if you need to. And then move your hand away from you and up and say, I offer this pain to the divine to be transformed into love. If you just spend a few seconds doing that, you're going to feel a lift of your energy, a release of some of that pain.
Beautiful. Okay, so we'll try to, maybe is that something that is a pretty, how long does this usually take to do step one and step two so that people have a sense of what the process
is?
Well,
when I do them in real life, in a real workshop, you know, it can take, it'll take us a half an hour to get through it, but on YouTube I'll do a shortened version where we're just doing it for a few minutes.
Right, so folks can actually listen to it, pause, you know, do their meditation or do their releasing, then turn the video back on and go so that it's kind of...
I'll guide them through it.
Okay, wonderful. So thank you so much, Sue. And folks, make sure to go over to our YouTube channel, Fire It Up with CJ, and you'll be able to see Sue's... both these two exercises we'll do. And it won't be the half-hour version, but it'll be a short version so you'll understand the steps in the process and so that you can kind of release some of the pain that you're feeling and also to start connecting with your loved ones. Thanks so much for being here. Thank you, spirits. Thank you,
spirits,
for
the beautiful gospel music. Thank you so much for
gospel
supporting
music.
My work, CJ. I love talking to you.
It's always a pleasure and fun talking to you. And, folks, make sure to listen next week to Susan Goff and Susan DeLand, who are the co-authors of Spectacular Bond, Reaching the Child with Autism. Thank you so much, Cassandra. You've been fantastic.
I'm so sorry.
It's been fantastic. I actually think it's wonderful. I don't know on the air if you guys will hear this, but there's been gospel music, actually, and the sound has been getting louder and louder progressively.
Loud there for a minute. When you guys were talking about your dad, in your dream standing next to you, it got really loud. I jumped up. I'm like pressing buttons everywhere, hoping I didn't drop anyone.
CJ, it has to be your dad.
All right, ladies.
I think it's your dad. All right, everyone. Have a wonderful weekend.